The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Show Radio. This is TwitchCon Edition 2018. This is for the interview conversation with Dallas Dickinson from Breach. Breach is a new co-op action RPG experience where modern Earth and mythological Earth collide. This is a conversation with Dallas Dickinson. Daniela is getting some awesome conversations during TwitchCon 2018. Enjoy.
Hey, Missy J, I'm here. I'm day one of TwitchCon. I'm sitting here with Dallas Dickinson of QC Games, CEO, and he's going to be talking to us about Play Breach and their new 1v4 game. So tell me about it.
Yeah, so it is, at its heart, a co-op action RPG. It's a party of four heroes fighting through a dungeon, kind of a 15-minute short dungeon. You go from room to room, there are objectives every room, and you're trying to beat the boss. That's it, right? But we've taken a lot of inspiration from many different types of game, many different genres. The form of our game, the thing that we're kind of closest to, is maybe a Left 4 Dead 2 style game, in that you can play by yourself, totally solo, and we fill in with AI. You can play with a buddy. You can play with up to four people co-op against the dungeon. But you're also against this other new kind of enemy that we call a Veil Demon. A Veil Demon is like an evil smoke creature. You can't attack it. You can't do anything to it, but it can attack you. It can pull traps in through the veil and place them underneath your feet. It can place walls that kind of create choke points and block you off from your objectives. It can also possess and fight you directly as any of the creatures in the level. And when it does so, those creatures are empowered. They're stronger, they're faster, they have a damage shield, all sorts of stuff that changes the way that they play. And you can also play against that Veil Demon when that Veil Demon is played by another human being. And so it's not really a PvP game, per se. It is still four heroes against a dungeon, but the dungeon changes every single time because of the enemies that can spawn, but very much so because of the Veil Demon and what the Veil Demon might do. We have 18 hero classes currently. We have 6 Veil Demon classes. So you might be up against a very different kind of Veil Demon, one of which doesn't do any of that trap placing, but it can command and empower all of the minions. So it's much more of like a taskmaster that is sending its minions to do certain things, attacking specific heroes, etc. There's one that can, instead of attacking you in the space you're in, it can pull you through the veil to the other side, isolating somebody and take them down while the other three are fighting against monsters in the main level. All sorts of crazy stuff can happen every time you play. And so every level, even if you played the same one against the same boss fight, it's different every single time. The game also has significant amounts of game progression, but what we like to tell people is, and this is, I apologize for gamer nerd term, this is not vertical progression. This isn't I get a plus 10 sword and then a plus 100 sword and then a plus million sword and then I have the sword of slaying all, right? It's not that kind of a game where you and I could play together and you might have played for much longer than I have and therefore we can't, right? Like you're level 400 and I'm a level 12 and we can't. Our game doesn't work that way. We've taken some inspiration from MOBAs, that it's all about horizontal progression. You're unlocking more options. You get new classes that are available to you. So even though it's an RPG, you start off, you make yourself look cool, you give yourself tattoos that would make your mom angry, you do whatever you want, and that is your avatar. But that avatar has access to any of these classes, and you're sort of earning new classes that become available to you as a player. None of the classes are more powerful, they are just different utility. And then the classes themselves can be customized. So when I said that there are 18 hero classes, those are 18 vanilla hero classes. But you can actually mix and match and create your own class. So there's sort of a limited open class system, but instead of 18, it's more like a couple thousand classes that are available from day one that people can play. So all sorts of synergies, all sorts of different counterplay, all sorts of depth there that is kind of in service of, I want to do a 15-minute dungeon crawl, but I don't want to do the same 15-minute dungeon crawl that I did yesterday. It's going to be different every time based on the composition of my team, my class, how I've customized that class, and what we're up against.
So what can we expect to see? What platforms? Is this going to be on console? Is it going to be on PC, Linux? What can we expect?
So we are PC first. We're going to be releasing, in fact, we're already available as a technical alpha right now, available on Steam today. So people sign up, please, on playbreach.com if you want to get in. We've only invited a few thousand people at this point, but we're going to be inviting more and more over in the coming weeks. We will eventually be going to the consoles, but I don't have a specific announcement about which one goes first or anything like that yet. But the game is designed for that. You can play it today on a controller, and it's very, very good action combat gameplay, mouse, keyboard, or controller.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. What kind of peripherals do we expect? On top of that, is there a pay model that you guys have?
Yeah, so the game is eventually a free-to-play game, but we are going to have an early access period where we kind of want dedicated players who really want to get deep into it. And so for probably later this year, we're going to open ourselves up for early access. And for that, you're actually going to just be buying some of those classes that you would normally get anyway within the game, sort of as a package to be like, oh, I want to have some really cool things on day one that are some options that I can try out and fight against other things. We're going to be announcing actually the pricing model for that relatively soon. But is it for everybody to know, if you want to wait, you can wait for this to be a fully free-to-play game. But if you want to get in early and kind of really get figure out the skills, figure out the counters, figure out all of that sort of stuff, early access is going to be sometime soon.
Okay, so when you're talking about the payment and the payment options, is this like a pay to win, or is it pretty much just skins and customization in that sense?
Yeah, very, very much not pay to win. We kind of pattern ourselves on many of the MOBAs out there. League of Legends is a pretty good model, right? Where we sell a lot of customization, a lot of cosmetic. Our game is all about like, I don't know what the proper term is, but our setting is kind of this gamer punk setting that's like very modern stuff with like mythological elements. So we know people are going to want to look crazy and cool. And so that's the primary thing that we're selling. But the other thing we do sell is those classes. You can earn those classes over time. But again, like a MOBA, it's like buying another champ where you're like, that one is sick and I want to play it today. Go ahead and buy another class and add it to your arsenal. But very much it's not a pay-to-win game because we know that corrupts games and changes the power curve too much.
Okay, so I know you said that you're in a like closed alpha state. Is there any expectations about when you expect to be open to the public?
Yeah, so as I said, we're technical alpha right now. We're inviting more the thousands of players as opposed to the tens of thousands, but we'll begin to be ramping that up. We have a date in mind for when this early access available to the public is, and it is probably by the end of this year, but a lot of it has to do with how our technical alpha goes. I mean, a lot of the stuff I've described to you is we're making a game that's actually unlike anything that's out there, and we need to test it in front of players. We need to hear what players like, what players don't like, what they don't understand about the new aspects, the new mechanics of our game. And so we won't know until we've heard from the players whether the game is truly ready for that early access moment.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. So where can we find out more information about PlayBreach?
Yeah, so PlayBreach.com is the first place to go. That's where you can sign up for an account. It gets you in line for the alpha access, and you might get an invite next weekend. But you can also follow us on all the socials, and they are all at /PlayBreach. So check out any of those places. We have a very active Discord community where we all participate and chat with people, so that's really going well. But if you want to do the Facebooks, if you want to do the Twitters, if you want to do the Instagrams, we're in all those places as well.
All right, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to our Twitch coverage. For more information, visit theshowradio.info.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.